My name is Carol Hajek, and I grew up in Oak Park, Illinois. I guess it's because there's so many people in the world that do not have very much. And if those of us that have enough don't share, that's not good.
My name is John Ray, and I grew up in Gary, Indiana. When we were working with Lake Bluff Homes for Children and applying for adoption of our second child, the social worker at Lake Bluff cared so much for the home environment that the child would be moved into, she waived the adoption fee with the agency. She was more concerned with the love that the home could give the child than necessarily the bottom line or revenue generated for the agency. I believe generosity is important because it affirms the value of everyone in our society. We have the opportunity to give of the abundance that we have been given through the fate in our world.
My name is Cheryl Seitz, and I'm from Sandwich, Illinois. Back in 2015, I was sick with cancer. I was out of work for 7 months, had a hard time paying my bills, and my godparents helped me pay my bills, and my family really supported me. They would be there for anything I needed. They took me to my doctor's appointments and chemo treatments, and they took a lot of time off work to be there with me. It's like I see a lot of it, like a lot of people paying forward, which is awesome to me, because that's what makes the world a better place.
My name is Tom Tsao, and I was born and raised in DeKalb, Illinois. And the story is about a time I was running a little business out in Belleville, Kansas. At the county fair, I had a little trade booth for my business. And to attract people to my booth, what I did is I gave away these little wooden roses, which were, they're inexpensive, but they're nice, something to hold on to. And so this was just a little thing. Instead of giving away a business card, I was giving away these roses. And so this lady came along, I handed her a rose, and she walked on. And to my surprise, about 5 minutes later, she came back, and she looked at me and just said, "Thank you so much for that rose." And I'm like, "Okay, that's you're welcome." And she says, "No, really, it's meant a lot to me. It's really made my day, because here at the county fair, this is the thing that my husband and I always like to do. Every year we went to the fair, and my husband just died a week ago. And so I was trying to decide whether to come to the fair or not, and you know, because it's going to be so sad. But I did anyway, and so I was feeling really kind of glum. And then you gave me this rose, and it's just, I can't explain to you, it's just made my day. I took that lesson that it was this little insignificant thing that didn't cost me much money, and without even the intent of creating anything marvelous, it changed this lady's day, if not her week. You know, it completely changed her attitude, and I don't know, it was magical, and yet, so I had something to do with it, but I had nothing to do with it.